Morning. A time of confession, corporate confession together. So we'll be saying our corporate prayer of confession and taking a time after that to individually confess our sins to God. But Josiah, you could put up the prayer of confession there today. Let's take a look at this and see what we can bring before God in our time of confession. Our merciful Father in heaven, to you we lift up our souls. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your steadfast love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of our youth, nor our transgressions. Do not remember the sins of our youth, nor our transgressions. From Psalm 25, you might remember, David's plea for mercy and forgiveness of God. And of course, the no longer remembering of sins. You may remember that from other parts in the Word. God's Word confirms that this is exactly what he does for his people, for his redeemed ones. Isaiah 43:25 says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Hebrews 8:12, for I will be merciful towards their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Jeremiah 31:34, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. But you know, when you read that, it begs an interesting question. Does God forget our sins? I mean, how is it that God can't remember something? He's God. Isn't he omniscient? Doesn't he know everything? Well, we certainly see in Scripture that God does remember all kinds of things, and the Word uses that particular word, remember. God remembers all things, of course, that are aligned in particular to his faithfulness. That's when the Word draws that out. For example, remember the Bible says that God remembered Noah when God was acting in accordance with his promise to protect Noah's family, right? It also says, the Bible says God remembered Rachel in her barrenness and gave her a child. And of course, that was aligned to God's covenant, right? To make Abraham's family a great nation. And so it is. When God ceases to remember our sins, it's not as though he just forgot it, but he actively remembers our sin no more. His mercy, in that mercy, he does not just act against us according to our sin. When God forgives, he does not call our sins to mind and punish us for them. He remembers them no more. And there's an active role by God, an intentional role by God in that. What does he do instead? You might remember he sends our sins far away, right? Psalm 103 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And for his redeemed, he treats his redeemed ones as if they never sinned. Because God knows, I mean, he knows all, right? He knows everything that has happened in eternity past and eternity future, but he does not call our sins to mind. He abounds in love for his children. But how does he do that? How can the holy God overlook our transgressions, our sin against him? In fact, even as David says here, the sins of our youth. He knows we sin, but he does not treat us according to our sins. Yet, our sins must be punished. We know the answer for us here is found in the cross of Christ. Jesus took upon our sins. The wrath of God for our sins was laid upon the Christ, and he bore those sins to death. But he rose in victory over that death, in triumph. And so, yes, God no longer remembers our sins according to that transgression, but according to Christ's perfection, Christ's righteousness placed upon us. And so, it is, we actually have a hope that is much greater than a God who forgets. It's a hope in a God who forgives, who actively remembers no more in the forgiveness and grace upon his people. And this should really humble us, shouldn't it? I mean, David said here, do not remember the sins of our youth. And it makes me think, go back to my youth. How many times have you sinned in your life? Is that a long list? What if you had to write out all of your sins on paper? And not just sins of commission, but what about sins of omission, right? Failing to do what God calls you to do and not doing that, right? Like all those times you failed to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is humbling. This is humbling. And I think it would be fitting now for our time of confession to examine our hearts on this. Confess maybe the sins that we've overlooked. The sins that we thought, oh, that's not a big deal. Everybody does that. You know, I did that, but it didn't really hurt anybody. Yet these are sins Christ died for. Let's reflect upon our sin now and confess it and be humbled by the abundant mercy of our God, who holds not our sin against us. He treats us according to the salvation he's brought us, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Now, if you're able and willing, please kneel with me, and we will say together our corporate prayer of confession. Our merciful Father in heaven, to you we lift up our souls. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your steadfast love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of our youth, nor our transgressions. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon our iniquity, for it is great. Show us your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths. Lead us in your truth, for you are the God of our salvation. Deliver us, O God, from all the troubles that our sins have brought upon us. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.